Lachem Beis Parakhav Beis Pasuk Tes Vav. So the servants of Yoshiyahu have been sent to talk to Chuldah HaNeviah, Chuldah the prophetess, who was one of multiple prophets that were active in the time of Yoshiyahu. Yirmiyah prophesied in the marketplaces, Tefaniah prophesied in the meeting houses, and Chuldah prophesied for the women. Why are the king's ministers being told to go talk to Chuldah? So Rashi says, so he specifically did not send to Yirmiyahu, who is already alive, which means the Churban is imminent, because Yirmiyahu is the prophet of the Churban, the prophet who wrote Eicha, the prophet who wrote the Kinos. Yirmiyahu has quite a lot to say about the Churban. And so they ask Chuldah because women are more merciful than men. They hope that she'll interpret Hashem's words in a favorable way. Yirmiyahu, at the same time, the man Lois brings down a Gemara that says he was not insulted that they asked Chuldah instead of him, because, as I mentioned, they were related and came through the same lineage of Rachav Eshes Kinaan, who was married to Yehoshua Hanavi. Yirmiyah also may not have been available because he had gone to bring back the remnants of Malchus Yisrael. We know that Yirmiyah gathered many of the members of the first 10 tribes to make sure that Klal Yisrael was whole again, in some sense. So, Vartomer Alehem, so here's what Chuldah told them, Ko Amar Hashem Elokei Yisrael, thus speaks Hashem, the God of Israel, Imru Lo Ish Asher Sholach Eschem Eloi, say to the man who sent you to me. So, say to the man, it's hard to tell right off the bat whether that is a positive prologue or greeting, salutation, or whether it might be negative. He's not the melech, he's the ish. But at the same time, being called an ish sometimes is a matter of dignity, that you are not just ben adam, as Yechezkel called himself, but an ish, an upright man. So it might be complimentary, it might not. Tezayin ko amar Hashem. Here is what Hashem said. Hinani mevi ra'a el hamakom hazeve al yoshvav. Behold, I am bringing evil to this place and upon its inhabitants. So Yoshiyahu had asked about Ba'adi, Ba'ad Ha'am, and Ba'ad Yehuda. And Hashem is answering first Ba'ad Yehuda, I am bringing evil to this place, and then Al Ha'am, on Yoshvav, on those who dwell in it. Eis kol divrei ha'sefer asher kara melech Yehuda. All of that which is written in the book, in the Sefer, that the king of Yehuda has read. Pasuk Yud Zayin, Tachas asher azavuni. So the reason that I'm going to destroy everything and everybody is because you have abandoned me. Vayikachru le'lohim acherim, and you offered incense, you burned incense to other gods. L'ma'an hachiseni, specifically in order to anger me. And we know that of Menashe, definitely, that he introduced all kinds of other forms of worship that had never been known to the Jews before, because it was lahachis. It said so in the Nach. B'chol ma'aseh yedehem, with all the deeds of your hand, all the work of your hands. And Sefer Yeshaya, Ish al Reyehu, Yachzor Revi Yomar Chazak, great Avram Fried song. But it's about how everybody went to his friend who was making a getchka, making a pesel with his metal and his wood and his hands. And he said, Chazak, Chazak, Vinis Chazek, let's all go out and strengthen ourselves, do Avodah Zarah. That's the kind of people we were at the time. Not like today when we were wonderful. But b'chol ma'asiyadem, v'nitzas ha'chamosi ba'mokom hazeh b'lo sichbeh. And my wrath, lots of different forms, ka'as, chama, chema, all of these different words for anger that are being mentioned. And my wrath has been kindled in this place, b'lo sichbeh, and it's not going to be extinguished, which is doomsday, because that means that we are on the slippery slide right now to Churban, and there's no escape from it. Yudches v'al melech Yehuda shaleich haschem l'droshes Hashem. And to the king of Yehuda, he won't mention him by name, but he keeps calling him the king of Yehuda. Again, a mark of respect. A mark of anger. I mean, after all, this is a righteous king who's doing the right thing. To the king of Yehuda who has sent you l'droshes Hashem to ask God, Ko Samur Wei Love, this is what you should say to him. Ko Amar Hashem Elokei Yisrael, Hadavarim Asher Shamata. So Hashem, the Lord of Israel, says, as for the words that you heard, Yates, Ya'an rach levavacha vatikonam b'nei Hashem. Whereas your heart was softened and you were humbled before Hashem. B'sham acha asher dibarti al makom hazeve al yoshvav. When you heard that which I had said about this place and its inhabitants, lios l'shama v'leklala, to become a wasteland, then a curse. Vatikras v'godecha, and you tore your clothes, even though you didn't have to. Vatifke l'fonai, and you wept before me. V'gam anochi shamati ni'um Hashem. Hashem says, but I also have listened, Hashem says, and I've been listening to what you've done, and it's found favor in my eyes. So the worst of their fears have been borne out by Chulda's answer. The prophecies that they read in the Sefer were directed towards them. Earlier generations has been spared. Although they had worshipped idols, they hadn't stopped worshipping Hashem. The service of Hashem in the Beis HaMikdash hadn't been interrupted, but now it has. Recent generations of Menashe had gone further and abandoned Hashem completely and entirely. So idolatry replaced the service of Hashem rather than supplementing it. So they had been condemned to destruction. But Yoshiyahu is not guilty of this sin. He would not be included in the punishment. Chaf lochein hineni osifcha al avosecha. So, therefore, I am going to gather you in above your fathers. Bene esafta el kivrosecha bishalom. And you will be gathered into your grave in peace. Your reward in the next world will be greater than that of the earlier kings. Although your death is coming, but you will go to your death in peace, which does not mean that he's not going to die violently, but he is going to go to his death in peace, that his burial will be peaceful. His death might not be. At the very least, your eyes will not see all of the evil. B'chol hara'ah, that I am bringing upon this place. By Yashivu es HaMelech Davar. And so, they returned the report to the king that they had heard from Chulda. So, the prophecy is pretty dire. But the Jewish people will still be in peace upon the death of Yoshiyahu. But the death of Yoshiyahu is going to be a very unfortunate tragedy. And we will see that. Because, honestly, we're up to Perachav Gimel, and there's only 25 prakim in all of Sefer Melachim, Beis. So the time is nigh. The door is open to doomsday. And we'll see that as we continue on. But first, an unbelievable religious revolution at the hands of Yoshiyahu. One of my favorite haftoros to lane, that we lane on Pesach. And we talk about this incredible moment where Yoshiyahu brought a tremendous tshuva to Klal Yisrael.